Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode.
Episode 179. Twas the week before Christmas, or ish. Today I'm going to talk about the true cost of paid advertising. And paid advertising seems appealing, and certainly if you talk to people about it, people who are fans of it, and there are a lot of people who are fans of it, they will tell you that it's a no-brainer, that it, you know, that it's great and that it works really well. And it kind of is, it does work really well. And I went to a meeting years ago, and the analogy was like, you can either buy rice, if you want to buy rice, you go to the shop and buy some rice, or you can grow a paddy field, harvest it, package up, you know, dry out, process the rice, package it up, and, you know, get the rice yourself. So that's kind of like the difference between using SEO and paid advertising. So SEO is trying to grow the rice yourself, whereas paid advertising is just going to the shop and buying some rice. And, it makes sense to just go to the shop and buy some rice. It makes sense to just buy traffic rather than trying to get organic traffic by SEO. And in pure terms of getting traffic to your website, it certainly does make sense. And there's no question they're trying to promote it. Facebook are trying to promote it. Google are trying to promote it. Whenever you search for anything on Google, the paid ads come up high up. And there's a lot of good things about paid advertising. And I think when you start doing paid advertising, you do improve your SEO, because there's a thing called a quality score when you start doing paid advertising. So your ads, you will bid less for a better quality ad, and they decide whether it's a better quality ad, whether people are clicking on and engaging on the ad. So it will encourage you to have better targeting and better quality content on the page that you're sending people, because then Google will deem that as being useful to those people and will give you a better quality score. So it does actually help your SEO. So there's a lot of good things about paid advertising, and on and off I've been using it an awful lot and spent a lot of money on it. But what I want to highlight is something that I think we as doctors have a slightly different angle on it than the people who are selling paid advertising. Because when you do it, it says to you, what is the value of a conversion? Now, you can work that out, because if you, for instance, are doing paid advertising in my circumstances for moles or breast augmentation or something like that, if you know how many inquiries you are getting for mole removal, and you know how much money over a period of time, a month say, and you know how much money you're making from mole removal over the same time, and you divide it by the two, you can get the kind of value of an inquiry, if that makes sense. So you can work out the value of an inquiry, because you might say, I don't know if that inquiry is going to convert or not, but you can work out the conversion rate, your kind of average conversion rate. And certainly if you start doing advertising for a while, you can work these figures out. When you start doing advertising, these figures, inquiries will be less valuable than your current inquiries, because they'll be less qualified than your current ones. But nevertheless, it is possible to work out the value of an inquiry. And so you can work out about volume of inquiries, £100 for instance. So if you get £500 for a mole removal, you know that, you know, every five inquiries you'll do a mole removal. So, you know, if you pay £100 per inquiry, that'll cost you £500, and you'll break even with that, for instance. So the value is of an inquiry is £100, but obviously you don't want to pay £100 for that, because that would be a busy fool. You would just be paying all the money to Google. But you might say, look, you know, I'm happy to pay £20 for an inquiry. I don't know, you know. And obviously you have to factor in your overheads. If, like myself, I've got my own clinic, and so I've got to factor in the clinic costs and the consumables, etc. But if you haven't got your own clinic, it's probably a bit easier. If you're working at a hospital, you know exactly what your fee will be. But something that we don't factor in, that I think other an aspect that other businesses don't have, is the fact that we have to do the mole removal, we have to do the breast augmentation. And my mindset has changed over this over the years, and certainly much more recently, because more recently I'm really trying to double down on getting others to do the work at my clinic. So if I'm getting others to do the work at the clinic, I'm becoming a bit more like a kind of normal business owner, where a normal business owner can sell more of their stuff, almost, you know, not infinitely, but they could certainly sell, you know, 10 times more of their stuff, or most people could. And once you start getting into a situation where you get other people doing the surgery, then potentially I could do 10 times more cases, because I just get 10 more surgeons. So, but most of us aren't in that position. Most of us are just doing it all ourselves. And when you're doing it all yourself, it's a very different kettle of fish. So you might be getting £500, or an inquiry might be worth £100 for you, but you might not want to actually spend £20. You might want to spend £5 on inquiry, or, you know, because you have to do the mole removal, you have to do the breast augmentation, and your time is limited, and you've got to decide what you're doing with your time. And I've done periods where I've spent a lot on advertising, periods where I've completely stopped it, and I've come to the conclusion that if you are just you doing the work, I don't think you should pay for advertising at all. I just don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth paying any money to get more work for yourselves, for two reasons. For one reason, it's more work, it's more hassle, it's more complaints, it's more, you know, problems. But you might say, well, hold on a minute, I'm gone off work, I want more work, because I want to, you know, send the kids to private school, or I want to, you know, get a new car or something. Okay, fine, you want to get more work. The other reason is sometimes people say, oh, it's really expensive, doesn't work. Now, it does work, it always works, it must work, it's a multi, I don't know what, probably million, billion, it's a big industry anyway. So it does work, but if you are not handling your inquiries properly, it's costing you more. So yes, if your quality score is not good, it's costing you more. If you haven't got an engaging website, it's costing you more. If you are not able to, all the paid advertising what will do will drive traffic to the place you tell it to drive traffic to. So, you know, it takes work and it takes targeting. You need to have, you know, the mole people going to the mole page. You need to have, you can't have everyone going just to your homepage and expect them to click on the buttons and click on the menus. You need to have stuff on that mole page which is enticing and appealing to make them want to have you to remove their mole. You want to have information there that's helpful, particularly if they've asked specific searches like cost of mole removal or do I need histology or something like that. And you need to have ways of engaging and handling that inquiry, which means lead magnets, things that they can download so you can get their contact details. And then you need to have processes to develop that inquiry to make it more profitable for you. Otherwise, you are throwing money in the air. Same when someone rings up, because people will be ringing up these ads. Your secretary, your receptionist, your PA needs to have effective ways of dealing with that inquiry. And it's actually quite helpful when you start paying for advertising, because I know it costs £100 to get the phone to ring, for instance. So I'm like, that's cost £100 for that phone to ring. So we need to, you know, we need every five of those needs to be booked and have a mole removal. Otherwise, I'm losing money here. So, you know, you know it costs money. So you need to have effective ways of managing that inquiry. And it does help sharpen the mind, because actually when you think that, well, actually, you should be doing that with a non-paid-for inquiry, because the phone ringing is worth £100, whether it's coming from Google or whether it's coming from someone who's just found you by another way, by Googling you independently. It's worth the same. In fact, it's probably worth more for those other ones. So it's absolutely vital to have methods in place to handle the inquiry. But I think don't look at it to say, look, I'm earning £500. For a mole removal, I'm doing one in every five inquiries. I'm doing a mole removal on, therefore I can, I can afford to, you know, I'm getting £100 for that. I can afford to spend £50 on Google. No, you can't spend £50 on Google because you've got to do the mole removal, and then you know you've got a limit on how much you can do, unless you're going to start scaling your business and get other people in, or you're going to start putting your prices up and you're doing a much fewer cases but you're getting a much bigger margin. Those are potential areas where you might want to consider it. But I would say any doctor who is just themselves, who is not scaling their business with other people, does not need to pay for advertising. I don't think they should pay for advertising. And certainly when I look at most people's practices and most people's websites and how they handle inquiries, both online and offline by the receptionist taking the call, I think you are wasting your money with that paid inquiry, paid advertising. And I think you've got to be careful because you're going to make yourself busier. You're going to pay to make yourself busier. You're going to pay Google to make yourself busier, or Facebook, or wherever you want to do it, to make yourself busier. And I would argue that is not the goal here. The goal here is to have more money in my pocket. That's the goal, really. Let's be honest with ourselves. The goal is to make more. It's a business. Come on. Yes, you may want to do more endoscopies or back surgeries. Maybe you do. But really, you want to earn more money. And actually, I'm not sure if that's going to get you to the goal. Obviously it depends on where you are, but I would say it's not for people who are starting out who need to get more traffic. I would say it's people who are quite well down the line, are probably getting quite a lot of their own traffic because they're quite well down the line, because and they've got good systems, then maybe they could use it, but they have to have some way of handling those inquiries and delivering the service. And for us, because we're not delivering a digital product, if it's a delivered digital product, it's like an ebook or a real book even, fine, let's scale it up. Let's spend, you know, if we're only getting, you know, if it's costing us £1 and we're only making £1.20 or £1.10 out of it, fine, brilliant. I'll do that all day long because I'm getting 10p every time I spend £1. Okay, I'll spend £100, I'll spend £1,000, I'll spend as much money I've got on it because I'm getting more money back. But it's not like that with us. It's like that. That's how the digital marketers sell it. They sell it to say, look, you know, you're putting in so much money, you're getting more money back. Who wouldn't do it? That's how they sell it. But it's not like that with us, because we're having to do the thing with our hands, and we're limited to how much time we've got. And so I would argue you don't be wasting your time doing cases that you've paid a percentage of it, which, you know, it's probably going to be about a third of the amount of money you get to Google in order to get. It's not cheap in order to get that case. And I would say, look, it's not worth it. You're better off doing other stuff. You're better off making your systems better, making your funnels better, so you'd handle inquiries better, so that the ones that you're getting organically are being dealt with more efficiently and effectively, and that's how you grow your practice. Once you've got those funnels working, maybe we can talk. But most of us haven't got those funnels working, and it is not actually worth paying for advertising, despite what the person might say to you. Say, you know, it's the most effective way of getting more traffic. Yes, it is, but it's not worth it for most of us doctors, I would argue, in my view. Feel free to come back at me if you've got a different view on it, but I feel that if you are just on your own doing stuff, don't waste your money on it. That's my advice. Hopefully that's been helpful. Christmas is around the corner, so if I don't see you before, I'll see you in the new year, and have a lovely Yuletide.